This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election November 3rd, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win in the 2016 election, only to lose to President Trump in an election night surprise. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome of the vote. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have cast ballots either in person or by mail since early voting started recently. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch the coronavirus. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world has passed 40 million. The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world. Experts believe the real number of people who have had COVID-19 is likely far higher than the official tally. The death toll from the pandemic has passed 1.1 million. Although experts believe that number is also an undercount. The United States, India, and Brazil are reporting the highest number of cases, although Europe is also experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases that's forced new crackdowns on social activities, particularly in Belgium and in France. You're listening to VOA News. Ireland's data protection agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data. That's according to a company spokesperson on Monday. The Data Protection Commission has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm owned by Facebook manages the personal data of people under 18 years old. A DPC statement said the first will establish whether Facebook has taken a legal basis for the ongoing processing of children's personal data and if it employs adequate protections. The second will test the appropriateness of Instagram profile and account settings for children and examine the firm's responsibility to protect the data protection rights of children as vulnerable persons. A Facebook spokesperson said Instagram was, quote, in close contact with the IDPC and we're cooperating with their inquiries. U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with a global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, among other targets. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign, quote, the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. The Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian Military Intelligence Service, known as GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted GRU officers with hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. These latest charges do not allege election interference on the part of the GRU. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. The French Interior Ministry has launched an investigation into a wide range of hate speech following the beheading of a history teacher last week. The French Interior Minister said 80 instances of hate speech online have been investigated since Friday's attack, and that 51 French Muslim organizations will be probed as well. The developments follow a weekend of nationwide rallies defending free speech and secularism in France after middle school teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded on Friday near his school in a Paris suburb. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And from Washington, this is VOA News.